Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today we celebrate the anniversary of the apparitions of Mary to three shepherd children, Francesco, Jacinta, and Lucia, in Fatima, Portugal, which took place between May 13th and October 13th, 1917. The apparitions culminated in the miracle of the sun, witnessed by more than 70,000 people. However, on July 13th, Our Lady entrusted the children with a message for the world that consisted of three parts. The first part was a terrifying vision of hell. The second part revealed God's plan to save souls from going to hell. One of the children, Lucia, relates that after seeing hell and terrified and as if to plead for help, the children looked up at Our Lady, who said to them so kindly and so sadly, "You have seen hell where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved, and there will be peace." And then she made a promise. "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third part of the vision presented a world in ruins, spiritually, morally, and physically. Lucia relates, "At the left of Our Lady, and a little above, we saw an angel with a flaming sword in his left hand. Flashing, it gave out flames that looked as though they would set the world on fire. But they died out in contact with the splendor that Our Lady radiated towards him from her right hand. Then, pointing to the earth, the angel cried out in a loud voice, 'Penance, penance, penance.' And then we saw in the light of God, the Holy Father, as well as other bishops, priests, men and women religious, all going up a steep mountain, at the top of which was a big cross. But before reaching there, the Holy Father passed through a big city half in ruins and half trembling with halting step, afflicted with pain and sorrow. He prayed for the souls of the corpses he met on his way, and having reached the top of the mountain, on his knees at the foot of the cross, he was killed by a group of soldiers. And in the same way, there died one after another, bishops, priests, and religious, as well as various lay people of different ranks and positions. And beneath the two arms of the cross were two angels, each with a crystal bowl in his hand, in which they gathered up the blood of the martyrs, and with it sprinkled the souls who were making their way to God. Then Our Lady taught them the prayer, 'O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.' And there was a thunderclap, and the vision ended." The third part reveals a simple truth. God gives us freedom, and when we reject him, sin brings destruction, first in the soul, then in the world. But God does not leave us without a remedy, because the children were shown the two forces that can save souls from hell and the world from self-destruction. The first, the radiance of the Mother of God. Devotion to Mary, that is, consecration to her Immaculate Heart. And secondly, the summons to penance. That real conversion through prayer, especially the rosary. By this means, souls can be saved and the world can be restored. The question is, will we respond? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. In 2010, Pope Benedict XVI said, "We would be mistaken to think that Fatima's prophetic mission is complete." And then at Medjugorje, Our Lady said, "What I started in Fatima, I will complete in Medjugorje. My heart will triumph." In fact, from June 25, 1981 to the present, Our Lady has been appearing in Medjugorje. On September 19, 2024, the Vatican, through the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, granted Medjugorje a nihil obstat, the highest possible judgment under the new norms. Now, the essence of Our Lady's message at Medjugorje is a call to conversion. Be converted, she tells us. It will be too late when the sign comes. Beforehand, several warnings will be given to the world. Have people hurry to be converted. I need your prayers and your penance. The only thing that I would want to tell you is be converted. Make that known to all my children as quickly as possible. For you cannot imagine what is going to happen, nor what the Eternal Father will allow to come to earth. That is why you must be converted. Now, in truth, this is nothing new. Jesus called us to repentance and belief. Now, we like the belief part, but we don't like the repent part as much, because repentance, as the Catechism tells us, means a radical reorientation of our whole life, an end of sin, a turning away from evil, and the resolution to change one's life. This is the urgent call of Fatima, and it's the urgent call of Medjugorje. But really, it's just the urgent call of the gospel. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Our Lady at both Fatima and Medjugorje tells us the greatest thing we can do for the world is to convert, to focus on our own conversion. So let me give you the process of conversion from the two great masters, Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross. First, receive Jesus as often as you can in the Eucharist, because we can't convert ourselves. Only God can bring about our conversion and make us holy. Second, practice daily meditation, like we're doing here in the Rosary. Think about the Word of God. Then think about your life, your thoughts, words, and actions. And see the gap between your behavior and that of Christ. And then make a resolution. Choose one concrete good action to practice that day and make it a habit. Fourth, make a daily examination of conscience. It might be during meditation or at another point in the day, but make an honest evaluation of your life. The bad that you did and the good that you failed to do. And then asked, why did I do that? What was at the root? Pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, or lust. These are the roots of our sin. And then go to confession regularly. Aim for every 2 weeks so that you can actually go once a month, as Our Lady asked. If you follow this process, you will convert, and because you grow in light, the world will grow in light. But if you don't, the world will grow in darkness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, both at Fatima and at Medjugorje, Our Lady comes on a rescue mission, and she's asking us to get into the game with her. She is inviting us to consecrate ourselves to her, and then to pray the rosary every day, but also to build bridges of authentic friendship, to invite people to do good things with you regularly, and then get to know them, understand them, delight in them, and care for them. It's amazing the people that have been in our lives for a long time, and yet we don't really know them or understand them nor delight in them. Do this over and over. And when the Holy Spirit gives an opportunity, invite them to encounter Jesus in prayer. This is your mission. You're not responsible for everyone, but you are responsible for someone, and their salvation may depend on your response. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I want to give a shout out and a thanks to Sarah and Haley and the leadership team from the Young Catholic Professional Group here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance. Well, actually, Sarah made a fantastic breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and we had a great conversation, and then we prayed the rosary together. So if you're a young person here in Kansas City, they're a great group to get connected with.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, they have chapters all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is go to youngcatholicprofessionals.org, and you can find the chapter in your city. Great group to be involved with.
What a blessing.
So, Teresa, what are your thoughts on the Fatima and Medjugorje?
First of all, when you hear that vision described in detail, sometimes it's like we forget, imagining things like Pentecost, that how insane it would have been to see tongues of fire. Or like this vision, can you actually imagine that angel standing in front of you, this flaming sword? Like, there's a holy horror to it. Like, there's a fear, there's an intensity. It's just so dramatic. And it's so easy as Catholics to constantly hear of these visions and be like, and then the angel and the flaming sword. But to really imagine, just imagine someone just taller than a person, human-like, but just like 10 feet tall, just something shocking and striking and right in front of you, like flesh and blood, bringing that message. And that made me think about the call to action in that you're to go to people and say, be converted. Like, there's not much time, but immediately our first thought is it's not enough to tell people. If I walked up to my loved ones, even though I'm convicted by what this vision is saying, I know that I can't just say, be converted.
Right.
Or I can't stand on a street corner with a microphone and say, be converted. Hell is real.
Yes.
These things are usually the first response because it's the very literal next step. But I was thinking about, I just recently was lucky enough to go to New York with some friends on a trip we've been planning for a very long time. And it's such an interesting place to people watch and to reflect. And I was thinking about the way that trends and culture just boils around that city because there's so much going on all the time. And it's very ineffective. Everyone in marketing will know that it's like if you just say, drink a Coca-Cola, or if I see an ad, I'm mostly annoyed by an ad. The most effective way isn't to tell people, do this. The most effective way to get people to do it is if they see other people doing it. If I see someone drinking a Coke, I want a Coke. If I see people wearing the new shoe trend, I want to wear the new shoe trend. If I see people having good conversations, if I see people going to Mass every day and they care about it and it's their whole world, if I see them living it, it's like we have this crowd mentality that we make fun of a lot, but there's something very human in it. There's something very natural in it. And at the end of the day, people aren't going to do it if I say, this is really cool, you'll really like it, and then I walk away and I don't do it. If I told them, oh, there's this movie, it's really good, I think you'll like it, go see it, and no one's talking about it, no one's doing it, no one's seeing it,
They're just not going to go. If you see 70 people lined out front, you're like, guys, I think this is really big. I think this is really it.
This is why I think it's so important for us, everyone, to form a small group of family and friends that you share life with regularly, joyfully.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun together mm-hmm. regularly.
Because yeah, you're not doing it performatively to market it. You're just doing it because people can sense the natural connection, the way people naturally love things. And it just burbles out because you love it so much and you share in it. But it's so incredible to hear this message from the angel. And it's literally, when he says be converted, he's saying it to us, and that is how we say it to others.
So really, it's do this. Consecrate yourself to Our Lady. Pray the rosary every day. And then foster friendship. Spend mm-hmm. time with mm-hmm. your people, but delight in yeah. them.
And never be afraid to show your faith visibly, because that is a form of sharing it. As much as going to someone and saying, you should be Catholic, saying, I am Catholic is how we share it. It's just so easy to kind of tuck it away or kind of, it. Even me, even though it's my work and my life and my whole community, it's easy to not mention it when it could come up, just because you're worried someone might be thrown off or be uncomfortable because you said that you were Catholic. But that's like the little bit of courage, the little bit of example we set, just to wear it on our sleeve.
What do you mean by wear it on your sleeve? How do you do that?
I mean, it's a good question. I think of all the little conversations I have when I go to get a haircut or I'm just meeting a stranger and I have the chance to talk about my work. And depending on the person, sometimes I'll just say, oh, it's a podcast. And other times it's this religious podcast. Here's what it's about. Here's what we do. Here's how we pray together. And that's my personal life that I could either be discreet about or I could just be entirely transparent. It's praying over a meal in public. It's when in conversation and asked about things, not kind of holding back the Catholic part. It's really easy in conversation to soften the religious aspects of your life because you think it will make other people uncomfortable, but just to not hold back, to even say, oh, what am I going to do today? I'm going to go to Mass later and then I'll hang out with friends. Just adding it in and letting it be there without the fear. I don't know if other people or other generations feel the same way, but growing up, I always had the feeling that I should tone that down.
Yeah.
And just remembering not to tone it down.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. In fact, I'm going to embarrass her right now, but Sarah from the Young Professionals mm-hmm. group, she goes to Mass every day.
Mm-hmm.
And her colleagues know this.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to ask her about it.
Yes.
Did you go to Mass this morning? Are you going at noon? They're not Catholic,
mm-hmm.
but because she's made it a staple of her life, this is what she does every
yeah,
day.
Exactly. And I hear stories all the time of people that live that, and their friends start to ask questions or be curious or just, I have a friend, my friend Stasia, she travels all the time. It's insane how the places she's been and the people she's met along the way. But she just said, no matter where she would be, she would find a way to go to Mass. And all the people she was traveling with were just so shocked by it, because there's nothing else in the world that they would sacrifice so much for. But she would fight tooth and nail to get to Mass. And when people see that...
Yeah, it's just live your life authentically.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the chance, invite others into it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Glad you made it back from New York City alive. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.